Blog Talk Radio.
The 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. Looking forward to another wonderful, we got some music going on again. Another wonderful Wednesday night. Glad to be back in the Carolina Sports Plus studio. Looking forward to having Mario on here with me tonight and talking some sports. A lot of things have gone on this last week, and looking forward to jumping into that, talking about some more. Don't forget, on Tuesday nights, you guys can catch Race Chat Live right here, 8 o'clock on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Join Chris, Craig, Taz, and Miss Lee. Get all the latest going on in the racing world. Looking forward to catching the replay. As I didn't get in until almost 9 o'clock last night. And, of course, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. As soon as I got home, it was showering back to bed. But looking forward to catching them on the replay. If you want to know where to catch these shows, other than here on Blog Talk Radio, you guys can catch them on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, Deezer, YouTube, or you can go to www.110nationsportsradionetwork.com, and all the shows are over there. If you're interested in joining the 110 Nation, if either A, you have a show already on a platform and you want to get it syndicated on our network to help fill our nights, so we have shows going on every night, but more importantly, to help give yourself exposure as well to all these different platforms. Or maybe you want to do a show. I've always thought about doing a show, but I've never had a platform to do it on. And would like the opportunity to do it on our platform. Hit me up, MrCJSports@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Have an opportunity to see what you got or wanting to have, and go from there. Another week in the book, NASCAR-wise. I was speaking of Race Chat Live, as the guys over there do a, we have a 110 Nation, a Race Chat Live 110 Nation race pool. And what are we, about 4 weeks into the season? And pull this up. Got a 14-man league. Oh, that's the next week. So that is not that. That is not that. There we go. I am sitting second in Group A. Group A is predominantly the 110 Nation staff. We have one extra body. And the wife, she's in fifth out of seventh in Group B. We have two different groups. Winner of each group will win a cash prize. And then we will have our 10-race chase playoff as well for a grand prize and a trophy, and this being the first season, an inaugural trophy. Looking forward to next week at Atlanta for the NASCAR guys and doing our picks. We've put our picks in today, so looking forward to see who all got what and what we're looking for this week. But make sure you guys follow Race Chat Live on Facebook. We're not adding, or they're not adding anybody else onto this year's pool, but just follow along, check out the fun, and for those NASCAR fans out there, next year we're hoping to expand, hopefully have more than 14 people do it the next season, so looking forward to that. We're hoping to fill multiple 10-man pools and have a really good run at it next year. So make sure you guys check them out Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, right here on the race on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. That's Race Chat Live, 8 o'clock. And follow them on Facebook. Also, looking forward to, I want to say it's a year later this month or the beginning of next month, we got the Southern Dirt Track Report coming back on Thursday nights. 8 o'clock, so looking forward to that as well. I was trying to kill enough time hoping that Mario would find his way into the studio. Not quite sure where he is at. I did talk to him earlier today. We'll see if he's out there. don't want to jump into too many headlines and then have to go back through them again. So we'll give him a good hot minute to join us and see if he's coming. Got to make sure that I thank our marketing partners, Carolina Sports Plus. Make sure you check out Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook, Carolina Sports Plus. Also go to www.carolinasportsplus. Check out the website. Phenomenal website. Has a shoe giveaway. They just did a drawing. I want to say it was last week. Free pair of Jordans, Nikes. I don't know if they're specific shoes. See, that's what happens when you leave me in charge. And let's see, shoe raffle. See what we got going on. Air Jordans, LeBron Witness, Air Jordan, LeBron Witness, Air Jordan. So Jordans and Cardi B. Opportunity to win multiple different kinds of shoes. Make sure you guys check that out as well, Carolina Sports Plus. All right. I'm assuming I am going to roll solo today. So part of the news, part of the action this week is Aaron Rodgers. Looks like he has made his intentions known that he's going to the Jets. So I don't think that there's really any changing at this point. I think we're at a point now that the Packers have made it clear that they're ready to move on to Jordan Love. And they're ready to go on to the next chapter in the franchise's story here, and it does not include Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, say what you want, that he would like to keep in playing in Green Bay or not playing in Green Bay, regardless, knows that it's time for him to move and go on to the next chapter of his career, and Jets seem to be the front runner. To see how this plays out is going to be interesting to me. To see what the Jets are going to be willing to give up, what the Jets draft-wise, player-wise, whatever the case may be, what they're willing to give up is going to be an interesting situation. I think it's going to be it's going to be crazy. I'm very curious to see how much the Jets are going to try to milk this situation. Not the Jets, but the Green Bay Packers. The Packers already got their quarterback. The Packers really have no timeline. They already are able to move forward. So I'm very curious to see what the Packers, my bad, I said that backwards, are going to ask for, how much that they are going to want to make this, a done deal. And how much of a hurry will the Jets be in to know if they're getting Aaron Rodgers, so they know how to draft, because we've got the draft right around the corner, and who they're going to draft and how they're going to draft. Obviously, the Packers would kind of like to know similarly, they already know the quarterback. They already know what they're going to have. They just know now they're going to add pieces. So it's not, to me, it's such a critical situation for the Packers versus what it is for the Jets. Because do you go into the draft looking for a quarterback? Do you have the quarterback? Do you still draft knowing you have Aaron Rodgers? Do you still draft a quarterback later on to mentor under someone you're not using a high early on draft pick for, but someone that you can turn under the right circumstances and behind the right quarterback, third, fourth round pick, that you could turn into a starting quarterback? There's just a lot of different things that the Jets are kind of in limbo about. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers is giving his wish list. You got Lazar going to New York, giving the Jets another receiver on top of the Garrett Wilson you already have. And already on top of the Elijah Moore that you already have. Already had a solid, and we had a conversation earlier today. I told you all last week when we was sitting there talking on the show, that actually have two guys that's what they do all day long. And, I've kind of had an opportunity to kind of be freed up a little bit more. So I've gotten to join some of the conversations and be part of that. And, I told them, I was like, what really is there not a better situation other than the fact it's the Jets? Yes, the J-E-T-S, Jets. Outside of being the Jets, is there really not a better situation for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, you watch the Jets already go get Lazard. You have the Jets with two top receivers, two top receivers in the NFL last year, and young receivers, as Wilson is a rookie, and I believe Moore might have even been a rookie as well. Wasn't like you was getting blown out in games. Your biggest downside was your quarterback. Out of the 37 quarterbacks that were eligible that had at least 150 attempts, passing attempts, the three worst quarterbacks by QB rating were your three quarterbacks. So you have an opportunity, and then your offensive coordinator is somebody that Aaron Rodgers likes and has worked with, and you went out and got to help make this all be possible. There's really, in my opinion, not a better situation, A, for Aaron Rodgers, because now you're going into a situation that you're going to have three receivers. One, you're familiar with. Two, are top of the how am I wanting to word this? Top receivers in the NFL. The excitement, the atmosphere, the weather conditions are not going to be much different. I mean, granted, I think after all the years of playing in Green Bay, maybe it'd be nice to go play down south or in a dome and not have the weather to really be a factor, but it's not like he's going from Tampa Bay to New York. He's coming from Green Bay to New York, so outside of the media and that part of the situation where you kind of got to win right out the gates or the fans turn on you, there's not really a better situation for Aaron Rodgers or at this point really the New York Jets. So there's a couple shows I listened to. They're kind of thrown out a couple of different names that, well, why not Jimmy Garoppolo, or why not Lamar Jackson, or why not Derek Carr? Funny, because people throw out these names, but the only quarterback that is technically not being fired is, or let go, is Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's being traded. You got Jimmy Garoppolo, who can't stay healthy. When he plays, he's an above average good quarterback, not great. Lamar Jackson, you're nowhere close to in the same ballpark of what the teams are willing to pay you. They're gonna slap a franchise tag on you, let you go shopping around. Ain't nobody gonna give you that money. You consistently cannot throw the football good enough to get paid that type of money. Yes, the Cleveland Browns kind of screwed everybody with that. To ensure their future for like the next 5 years, they overpaid Deshaun Watson. Granted, before he got hurt, or not hurt, but got suspended, Watson was top three quarterback in the NFL. Don't think he's top three quarterback in the NFL right now. He didn't even show he was top 10 quarterback in the games he played in last year. Hopefully this offseason, preseason, and finishing up the rest of the last season, get him into NFL shape and make him be a top five quarterback or even a top three quarterback. But Cleveland made that move to secure their future for the next 5 years, knowing they had the players that they had in Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb, and I think it's still up in the air with Kareem Hunt, whether or not he's re-signing or not. Peoples Jones, all these young players. So they want to secure a quarterback and pay for a quarterback while there was still the cap space there. and secure their future for the next 5 years. But yes, in doing so, the Browns kind of screwed everybody. Lamar Jackson is not getting that type of money. Nobody's going to pay him the type of money he wants. There will be a team that's going to be desperate enough that will overpay him, but still it will at least get him closer to the number he's looking for. I don't think it's Baltimore. I think Baltimore's done proven to the NFL that they can find another quarterback and plug him into the system. So I don't think that they're stressing it. You will find a team that is in desperation mode, to plug a quarterback in for whatever reason, and I think we'll get Lamar Jackson closer to the contract he's looking for, but I don't think anybody's going to give him the contract he wants. Then you got Jimmy G. And I just threw Mario into the studio. You got Jimmy G, who was throwing in the name of going to the New York Jets. But why would the Jets want to bring in Garoppolo, who doesn't stay healthy enough to really be relevant for the season? So like I said, there's been names thrown in there, and Mario, I'm sure you've heard names thrown into in different shows, in different conversations, who should be ahead of Brett Favre. I'm sorry, not Brett Favre, but Aaron Rodgers to be with the Jets. So like I said, Lamar Jackson, I just don't think the money, he's worth the money that he's wanting. And like I said, the Browns overpaid him. Deshaun Watson kind of screwed everybody. And now Lamar Jackson feels he is that type of money. And I just don't feel, right now nobody in the league feels he's that money. Like I said, Jimmy G doesn't stay healthy enough. And then Derek Carr. A guy that got fired from his job. So you're talking about three quarterbacks that everybody's questioning, why not them versus Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers is the only one that didn't get fired from his job. He's the only one that's not technically underperformed. Outside the playoffs, yes, he didn't make the playoffs last year, but outside the playoffs, really, Aaron Rodgers is not underperformed. Now, once for some reason or another we get to the playoffs, it's a whole different thing, and, like, everything falls apart. But, like I said before you got on, like, I just feel this is the best situation for both scenarios. One, for Aaron Rodgers, because one of his complaints in Green Bay was not getting the receivers. Now you got those two young, great receivers. I think it's Moore, and I know the other one's Garrett Wilson. And then you add Lazard to it. He gets an old offensive coordinator back. You got the excitement. You got all this going on. And it's not like the Jets were – the defense would not like they were losing bad. They were losing close games. And then, of course, Aaron Rodgers gets all these pieces, and now the Jets get a veteran quarterback. So, hey, look, this might only be a year or two whole scenario, but at least for the next year or two, you are relevant. You have an opportunity, two things. One, to make the playoffs, put bodies into the stadium, build excitement around this team, but also you have an opportunity to, over the next couple of years, draft a quarterback. It don't even have to be a first or second round. You got to waste an early round, a draft pick to get a quarterback, but find you a quarterback. If it's draft, free agency, whatever the case may be, to develop underneath Aaron Rodgers and give it you, because you already know. You already know that he's only going to be there for a couple more years and he's done. So it's not like you're drafting or getting somebody that's going to sit there possibly 4, 5, 6 years. No, that's not going to be the case. And that was part of why Green Bay finally got to the point, just like when Green Bay got to the point when Brett Favre was there. Like, Brett Favre was up in the air, what am I going to do? Well, okay, now it's finally time. Aaron Rodgers did his dues. He sat underneath you for a while. We're not going to sit him any longer. Like, we drafted him under the assumption this was going to be the end of the road for you. Now you're not making up your mind. Now we're moving on. And I think that's kind of the same scenario with Jordan Love underneath Aaron Rodgers. But it's just interesting how this is all developed, and it looks like it's going to be a strong push to send Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Jimmy Garoppolo to the Raiders. I thought that was interesting. I joked with the guys at work today, Mario. I think it was yesterday they told me. Today or yesterday. I didn't feel it was an upgrade. And they were like, what? Not an upgrade. At least Derek Carr showed up every day to work. I'm sorry, but you paid Garoppolo, I think they said $10 million. And is going
way
to be a part-time quarterback.
Yeah,
but you're getting less productivity. Like I said, when Garoppolo's on the field, sure, he's a good quarterback. I'm not going to say great, but good quarterback.
He's solid, yeah.
But he can't stay healthy enough to...
Healthy. If you're not healthy, you really don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? Totally understand that part. But he has a good resume, and when he is on the field, you know what I mean? So that's the iffy part, but you got to stay healthy.
You got 17 weeks that matters outside of the playoffs. You got 17 weeks of the year that all that matter.
Yep.
All I'm asking you to do is show up 17 days to work.
Yeah.
If we make the playoffs, those other days are bonus. You get paid bonusly accordingly. It's not like, you know, they don't get extra money for making the playoffs and winning playoff games or whatever the case may be. But all I'm requiring you to do is show up for 17 weeks. It's all you got to show up for. And Jimmy Garoppolo can't seem to do that every year. I don't know if he's ever done it.
That's a good stat right there. That's a good one.
I would rather take a lesser quarterback, not much lesser, but a lesser quarterback that's going to show up every week and play and give me their all versus give me someone that might be a little bit better, might protect the ball a little bit better, but only managed to show up 10 out of 17 weeks or 12 out of 17 weeks. So then there's other 5 weeks because of the salary cap structure and how we've built this team one way or another. Your next guy up's probably not going to be as good as the lesser player I could have took and been there for all 17 weeks. I'm probably going to get 5 losses. If I'm lucky, they might go 1-4.
I'll say the record won't be as good. It's just a hard division, especially if you don't have a quarterback, you know, dependable quarterback.
Especially in that division, because now Garoppolo's got to go against Patrick Mahomes twice. He's got to go against Russell Wilson in Denver. We're going to assume that it's better this year than versus what it was last year. And then you got to go against Justin Herbert, and the Chargers. So it's not some give me laid down division. It wasn't like last year when you played for the 49ers and Kyler Murray's kind of showed that he is overpaid and Arizona wasn't relevant. I don't think they even won. I think the stat was whoever won the Super Bowl this year won more times in the Arizona Stadium than the Arizona Cardinals won this year in the
Cardinals,
stadium.
That's
right. And Seattle was kind of hit and miss. They got a little bit better with the Geno Smith situation. And then the Rams, they weren't good at all. So, I mean, you're coming from a division that you didn't even have to show up all the time on a team that had the defense that it had.
Yeah.
And the players they had.
Yeah.
You're all right. But now you're in the AFC West, no longer the NFC West, and things are a little bit more complicated and much tougher out there. So.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this today and I thought this was rather interesting. I didn't know this until today and it kind of caught me off guard, and I don't want to necessarily be a hater, I had to put my feelings to the side when he was part of my organization. I wasn't a fan of him when he decided to, during his college career, take his college team's flag and stab it in the middle of my team's stadium after beating us.
Yeah.
You've gotten the opportunity to have to experience him as well, part of your organization.
Yeah.
It didn't last long there.
Yeah.
But Baker Mayfield to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I thought that was interesting. I was kind of confused because there are other quarterbacks out there that you could have went after. I feel that Derek Carr is, if at all, a downgrade, is not much less of a downgrade with more experience than Mayfield. That I don't know. I might have went with versus going with Mayfield. $8.5 million. So obviously you got him at a good price, only 1 year.
Price,
so obviously,
yeah.
You have your doubts and your concerns whether or not this is going to be a long term situation. Are you just patching the hole of Tom Brady being gone till you find what you're really looking for?
Yeah. They're getting a quarterback.
Are they drafting a quarterback and this is, you know, this is going to hold you over for a year while you develop your quarterback? Like, kind of an interesting situation. I mean, they got receivers, so you got people to throw to. And I will say that, but I'm kind of curious to see who all is going to come back. Because some of those players that would keep returning return because Tom Brady was there, and you knew as long as Tom Brady was on your team, there was a chance. Like your Larry Fournette. So I'd be surprised if he returned for another season. And you got some of the older veteran. Did that. Let's say, some of these players, I don't see them coming back. They found themselves coming back just because Tom Brady was there and really no other reason. Another one that caught me off, and it was breaking news during the show earlier today, but I think a lot of people knew it was coming. Ezekiel Elliott, no longer a Dallas Cowboy. I'm very intrigued. From what they were talking about earlier today, the team that's been associated the most with trying to get him is the Buffalo Bills. I think that would be interesting.
That's for them short yardage. Them short yardage players, so they don't got to run Allen in the dirt. They running him in the dirt just like Panthers did Cam Newton, in my opinion. So they got to relieve that pressure off of him. He can't just be running like that.
No. Well, see, I kind of have a little bit of a different opinion with that. I think that with the Cam Newton thing, him, Lamar Jackson, Colin Kaepernick, Michael Vick, all kind of, except when Michael Vick went to the Eagles, his arm got much better. I think especially those three quarterbacks, kind of fall in the same scenario. They relied on their legs because they weren't consistently accurate or consistently had the throwing velocity. Each of them had games. There's games that Cam was phenomenal. There's games that Lamar Jackson been phenomenal, and Kaepernick as well. But they relied on their legs more times than not because it wasn't consistent. Then these teams saw this. And just like Carolina, well, hell, this man can run all over anybody. So then they started game planning and calling plays around that. And I think that was what was the beginning of the end of Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Because, of course, Cam Newton's going to feed in this. You're talking about MVP numbers. Mm-hmm. You're talking about going to the Super Bowl. You're talking about money. Look what all I could do. Now you're going to pay me, which then just kind of shortened your shelf life at the quarterback position. That's why I was always been a big fan of your Tom Brady's and your Peyton Manning. That neck injury and Peyton was gone for a year. They got rid of the ball. They lived to see another down.
Yeah,
and that's why Tom Brady played for 20-something years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think part of – I think part of
I agree.
The whole Cam Newton thing was they kind of brought it on themselves because the lack of consistency in the arm, and then the teams abused it, and they do the same thing with Lamar Jackson, the same thing with Colin Kaepernick, to the point that, yes, that you felt like they were running to the ground. And I think Josh Allen at first, I think he was in the same boat. Where the arm wasn't as consistent, and I think the weather plays into that in Buffalo. And then he's kind of proven over the years he can be, but then you got so used to game calling around that, and so it would be interesting if Buffalo. I think if you have Ezekiel Elliott against the Cincinnati Bengals in that snow game, I think we might see a different outcome in that. Where you're not relying on Josh Allen to try to throw in that snow. You're not, you know, you got players slipping. You nobody's gotten tracking. Receivers are not running the routes properly. Because of the snow, I think that changes a little bit of everything. I think that's part of why Cincinnati was able to play the way they did, because they had the option. They had P-Ron, they had Mixon. And of course, you know, the Bengals still did their thing in the running game, but or the passing game. But there was a more of a mixture that weren't solely dependent on it. I think if Buffalo would have had that same option, excuse me, it wasn't solely dependent on it, I think that it would have took pressure off the receivers. And I think one of the receivers got hurt during that game too, but it would take the pressure off of it, and they wouldn't have been so dependent on the receiving game. And I think that the routes could have been run better, and even if they weren't run better, you could have had a threat of a play action, which could have kind of masked the poor route running with the snow and everything, and they just didn't have all that option.
Yeah, they Buffalo just got. I think Buffalo just got to help Josh Allen out a little bit, because the running of the ball is gonna get you hurt. Definitely with the quarterback, but then with McDermott, you just gotta get better receivers. Some receivers, a good consistent running back, and they're gonna be all right. But they lost that. They're losing. They lost their linebacker though. That takes a big hit on the defensive side of the ball, you know. So one thing about free agency is it's always good, just because it's a good mix up. It's just a good mix up. Players moving, players, you know. But it's all about Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes keep doing what he's doing, it's just hard to, you know, knock him off right now. So, but they took some hits too. But it's gonna be interesting. How you feel about what's the best team where Aaron Rodgers going into that division with the Buffalo Bills, the Patriots, the Jets? What's the other team up there?
Miami.
Buffalo, Miami. What team is the weakest in that division? You think?
I think. At this point,
Who wins the division, you think?
I think it's still Buffalo to lose.
It's still Buffalo to lose.
And this also depends on what they do in the offseason, especially if they add Ezekiel Elliott in the short game and just gives them another option. I'm not expecting Ezekiel Elliott to have a 1,000-yard season or rush for all these yards.
I think
on average 50 to 70 yards. I think he might have a game or two that the stars align and he breaks for 100-yard games, but I would more so expect 50 to 70 yards on average a game wherever he goes and just kind of be a short run back, a consistent running back. Goal line, someone that frees up so you're not abusing your quarterback and everything else. I think it's Buffalo still to lose. I don't think – if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, depending on what pieces they add, first of all, that might change. Because you're talking about three receivers, two of them great, and then Lazard, which was a good receiver that he's familiar with, offensive coordinator that he's worked with. And wish list, you're talking about the possibility of OBJ coming to the Jets. There's a lot of possibilities, and that could change. But even more so, I think that slides him probably into the second spot if he does go to the Jets. I think even so, any way you go, I think the Patriots, to me, is still the weakest team. I don't know if it's Mac Jones that is not as good as advertised, or there's just not the chemistry between him and Bill Belichick. It ain't quite figured it out yet.
I want to say that. I feel like the Patriots, you know, with Tom Brady leaving, McDaniels leaving, you know, there's not no, you know, and then having a defensive coordinator as an offensive coordinator. You know, last year was just kind of like, you know, just going with the flow, you know what I mean, just to see if it works. But with O'Brien coming, an offensive-minded, you know, coordinator who know how to call plays, what, you know, first down is going, and I know what play I'm calling, you know, second down, you know, that really kind of helps out. But it's definitely a make or break just because, you know, it's still early in his career, but, you know, he got to produce like he kind of produced when he was a rookie, you know, just consistent-wise.
Now,
I definitely say the Patriots is the last in that division.
Yeah. The Carolina Panthers made any moves in this offseason?
Oh, yeah.
What have you liked?
What I've liked, we holding down the offensive line. I like how they're building right now. You know what I mean? Instead of trying to go playmakers and then worry about the offensive line, now we got an offensive line. Is guaranteed, is you know, stable. We already know we're drafting a quarterback. We got Andy Dalton. That's a great leader. That's a great leader and a great mentor towards a young quarterback, just like he did Justin Fields. As far as, you know, leading him on his way, he's going to have to do it again. You know, we got to figure out what we're going to do at running back. You know, our defense has definitely gotten better. We signed up, picked up somebody from the guy, defensive tackle from the Saints. We got a strong safety from Cincinnati, which brings Chin down in the box. You know, we got the tight end from Cincinnati also. So, you know, they're making good improvements in what you want to see. You know, it's all about the quarterback and what you're going to do and what you're going to put around him. But ain't nothing like getting a good quarterback on a rookie deal, you know what I mean? So that's kind of a plus, and you bring it in. They got a good coaching staff, I can tell you that. As far as the quarterback coach, the head coach, you know, the assistant specialist, you know, as far as the overall assistant head coach. But I like what they're doing. It's just about, you know, trying to execute and make something happen, but it definitely depends. They definitely got to hit on this draft pick that comes up next month. So that's kind of the next step. But we definitely got to fill up a running back. Who's going to bring in from running back? Are we going to keep our old running back, or are we going to bring in a new one? You know, that position is still up in the air. But as far as what they're doing right now, you know, I mean, I'm happy with it, you know. So
I feel you. Browns made some moves this offseason as well.
Yeah, they did. They did.
We went ahead and signed Tomlinson, formerly of the Vikings, four-year deal worth $57 million. Maybe didn't have the great season last year, but like I got in discussion earlier with the guys, you put him in the same defensive line as Myles Garrett. Drew a blank there for a second.
Uh-huh.
Myles Garrett,
yeah.
And you know that's going to help anybody's career. Because you know Myles Garrett's going to get that double coverage. So that kind of helps free up everybody else on that defensive line and gives them an opportunity mm-hmm. to kind of shine. We went ahead and let go of Jadeveon Clowney. Number one pick, and his whole claim to fame was that hit on Michigan.
When you
talk about him, that's the only thing anybody knows mm-hmm. about. They don't know what else he accomplished. Mm-hmm. We went ahead and also signed a 3-year deal with free agent safety Juwan Thornhill of the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought that was a good piece. If I'm not mistaken, we picked up one of the Bengals safeties as well. Bengals actually lost both their backfield players. Mm-hmm. And I joke with the guys at work as one of the Bengals fan, talk about all these players leaving mm-hmm. us, everybody getting tired of choking.
you can only
get there so many times and choke before
yep.
it gets old.
And your team gonna fall apart. Your team, you know what I mean? You go one thing about the NFL, I'm gonna say a certain period of time. But you got to hit it when your team's all together, because once you start going to the playoffs and then losing, you know, them players that contracts come up, they want to get paid before they get hurt. You know, when they get 26, 27, you know, you got to pay them players that, you know what I mean, that's good enough to be paid.
The Browns also re-signed linebacker Taki, 1 year, $2.5 million. Good solid player.
Yeah.
I just like saying his name, Taki.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you're saying. Bengals also lost Piron. I think he went to. Somebody told me where he just went to. I can't think who he went to off the top of my head now. It was the team. One of the teams we've talked about tonight. We saw that with Seattle when you had Russell Wilson, the Legion of Doom, Marshawn mm-hmm. Lynch and everybody. When they were on rookie contracts, the whole team was there.
Mm-hmm.
They were on top of the world. Then once all those rookie contracts mm-hmm. came to an end, it started to change. Same thing with Kansas City. Even though Kansas City found mm-hmm. themselves a way to come back and go to the Super Bowl,
they got the quarterback.
Most of that team has gone on its way. That's not the same Super Bowl team that was there the first time around, because
mm-hmm.
Everybody started getting out of their rookie contracts or the contracts that they were in
mm-hmm.
and now have a higher value when you're part of a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah.
You're going to have the same mm-hmm. thing with the Cincinnati Bengals, especially the wide receiving position. As you got two receivers that would be number ones on any team, but they're a 1-2 mm-hmm. with Chase, and I want to say it's Boyd or Higgins, one of the two. I know that the Bengals are not going to be able to afford to keep both of them when they come mm-hmm. out of the rookie contract. So their window is definitely, regardless what Joe Burrow says, it's the window is his whole career. No, your window, just like every other team, is closing. And that's why, when I talk about when you came on the show, why the Browns did what they did when it came to Deshaun Watson. Yes, they screwed everybody else in the NFL and paid him more than anybody has been paid with the most guaranteed money ever. And it's pissed off a lot of people, other owners, players, Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big fan of it, but they locked up because they know this is the window. We got all these players. We got Nick Chubb, Kareem mm-hmm. Hunt, Peoples-Jones, Amari Cooper. We at least got him for another year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We got all these players. We know this is our window. When Deshaun mm-hmm. Watson's contract is up, that's the end of the window. So we are guaranteeing ourselves.
And they redid his schedule. They redid his
contract
too, to free up money.
Yeah, freed up $36 million if I remember seeing
mm-hmm.
that right. But
mm-hmm.
this is our window. We know we guaranteed ourselves at the time before he sat out due to all that stuff going on. He was top three easily quarterback in the NFL. So we guaranteed ourselves top five quarterback for the next 5 years. So whatever else we do to help make this happen, this is going to happen in the next 5 years because this is the window we gave ourselves. So I understand they overpaid and it pissed a lot of people off, but they set a timeline. Mm-hmm. They set a table. They guaranteed themselves to have a top quarterback for that window. And they were willing to pay whatever they needed to pay to make sure that that's what they got. And they're going to have to work everything else around that. So, We'll see how that plays out. Any other notable signings, releases, trades that you could think of off the top of your head?
I would say, how do you feel about the Gilmore situation by him going to Dallas for a fifth-round pick? That's kind of interesting, you know what I mean? That's kind of – and them signing their linebacker, which kind of helps the defense out. So that's kind of interesting now.
Yeah, he putting Gilmore back there with Diggs and helped strengthen up that defense. So.
Yeah, that's – man. That's, and they both play man-to-man. You know what I mean? They play man-to-man. So
until – Dak Prescott figures that out. I don't think it makes a difference who you sign.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. I agree. 100% agree.
And as another, and this is unfortunately the time that we live in, that these quarterbacks get to value themselves and either you pay them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Dak Prescott, look, you're paying me this much, you're going to franchise tag me and then lose me. And so now you put yourself in a salary cap situation because you're overpaying for a quarterback. I'm not going to say he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. I guarantee he's probably top 10 or top 15 quarterback.
Yeah, not
but,
the worst.
But he's not worth the money he's getting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That pressure.
I don't expect everybody, and understand part of why Tom Brady was able to do what he did and didn't do these max contracts because he had endorsements out the rear end, and he also had a super hot model wife or whatever, and she was worth all this money, and not everybody's in that same whole situation that both of y'all are the top of your professions and are worth millions, if not billions. But, you know, what Tom Brady did was so impactful for the Patriots. And even if other players are not in the same situation where they have all these endorsements or have a supermodel wife that's worth millions, you're going to tell me that you can't take her? You're going to tell me that you couldn't live off $20 million a year versus $40 million a year to make your team better to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, these people act like $20 million. I don't know if I can live off that. So I need my $40 million a year in regards how bad we suck from now on. And instead of, you know what, let me take 25 this year, 27 the next year. Give me some receivers. Yeah. Use that money. And here, I will take a lesser money, but this is who you're going to get. If I'm going to take the cut, I'm telling you who we're getting, or at least have a strong saying we're getting. Too many of these players are more worried about themselves versus worried about the gooder of the cause, and I don't know. I don't like getting into the GOAT conversation for this reason, because regardless whatever LeBron does, everybody's going to throw up six rings. The Michael Jordan was 6 for 6. That usually is what the go-to is for everybody. Regardless how many times that he lost in the first round, Michael Jordan lost in the first round, second round, third round, all the times he lost in the playoffs. Everybody that out. The only thing that counts is 6 rings. So I hate getting that conversation because at the end of the day, you know, I would personally take lesser money so I could have more rings. But I also know at the end of the day, it ain't necessarily all about the rings, because then you have that whole argument about LeBron James and what he's accomplished versus what Michael Jordan did. But I think that I would want to make sure And part of what Tom Brady did was he took lesser to make sure he had an offensive line. And that's part of the reason why his career extended. And that's why some of these other quarterbacks, they're like, yeah, you know, Lamar Jackson, you want to be paid more than any other quarterback. But then when you have nobody protect you and you've got to run around all the time and don't have time to make those decisions and wonder why nobody's protected you, because you're worried about you. And we've seen that many times with quarterbacks because they can't afford to get. And Tom Brady's like, you know what? I'm going to get you. Go get the five best guys to protect me. And I don't care how much you got to pay me. I don't want to be here all the time. So, especially in those days, it was a little bit harder in that day. And it ain't so bad now. They've gotten a little bit tougher on protecting the quarterback and what you could do. We'll shift one gear real quick before we get things wrapped up here tonight.
Okay.
LeBron James is still not back with his injury. They're expecting him to return soon, but AD is playing at a level we have not seen possibly since he's been with the Lakers. And, of course, adding the pieces that they did, bringing back D'Angelo and the everything
We got to give the GM credit because he really did a good job. Because they done won, what, seven out their last 10 games? And I wouldn't want to play Lakers with LeBron coming back. I wouldn't want to play Lakers, to be honest. If I was the Kings, the Nuggets, because they can, the Lakers can beat them as long as they get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they're definitely doing good things right now.
I hate to say this because I'm a Cleveland fan, so it's not me being anti-LeBron or anti-anybody. I have one team. It don't matter what sport it is. I have one team. I don't like nobody else. But if LeBron and AD can stay healthy to finish this run out, this could get real ugly for everybody else in the NBA fast.
I agree. All right. It's all about getting to the playoffs. You know, just because they're older, you know, with LeBron. But once you get in the playoffs and you got to beat me, what, four times? You got to beat me four times out of seven games? You know, that's going to be hard to do with LeBron James and a healthy LeBron James and a healthy Anthony Davis. I ain't going to sit there and act like it's not going to be, because it really, truly is. They're probably
It's hard to be LeBron James four times when he has got probably the highest basketball IQ that has ever played that game. He is going to break everything down. You might get one by him, but you're not getting more than one by him. Not the same way. Yeah. You've got to go with a whole different strategy. Or hope the rest of his team gets hurt, because that was the only way that happened when he was with Cleveland with the Golden State. It was what, him and Dellavedova the first year. It was always left on that team. Yes, the Lakers are looking really good at this point. Clippers are getting stronger. Kawhi is playing at a good level right now.
A good level. It's going to be a good game tonight
with
the Clippers and Warriors, because they both got to win. And just thinking about it, there's between the number six or number five, if I'm not mistaken, there's number three games that separate all of them. You know what I mean? So every game from here on out is must win when you only got 11 games left. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know eight, ninth, and 10th are all tied technically for the eighth spot, but they have it, you know, set up. I know Lakers is the 10th seeded team, if I'm not mistaken, the 10th one, as they the other two have the tiebreakers over them. But they all play each other, so it doesn't really make a difference at this point. But it's definitely gotten close. Before we get wrapped up, the lady in the ear just told me we got 90 seconds left. Let everybody know where they can find Carolina Sports Plus, physical location, website, Facebook, and talk a little bit about your shoe giveaway, how the last one went, and when's the next one.
Okay. You can catch us. Our physical store location is 1318 Highway 401 Business in Rayford. You can catch us online at CarolinaSportsPlus.com. On Instagram and Facebook, you can follow us on Carolina Sports Plus. Yeah, we're currently doing a raffle. One ticket for $5, 10 tickets for $10, and 20 tickets for $15. And the next shoe raffle will be April 14th at 9 o'clock on Caroline Sports Plus on Facebook. But the last raffle went good. You know, a young lady won a pair of Jordan 1 mids, and she likes them. And, you know, we're going to keep it going. We're going to do it once a month, second Friday of every month.
Who doesn't like some Jordans?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. This time right here, we got Jordans, we got LeBrons, we got a good little mixture. You know, it's all going to get better and better and get bigger and bigger. So, you know, that's the plan.
I want to thank Mario for joining me here tonight in the Caroline Sports Plus studio. I'm looking forward to being back here next Wednesday night doing this all over again. I'm excited as we get closer to the playoffs for the NBA. We got March Madness right around the corner. And, of course, we're going to have some more NFL transactions going on as we get ready. Excuse me, get these teams set before we get into time to talk about the draft. So looking forward to that as well. Don't forget, Tuesday nights right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. You guys can catch Race Chat Live with Chris, Craig, Taz, and Miss Lee. I'm looking forward to actually catching the replay myself. If you listen to the shows here on Blog Talk Radio and want different ways to catch the show, first of all, you can go to www.110nationsportsradionetwork.com. All the shows are syndicated over to our website. But also, they're syndicated over at iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Deezer, YouTube. You pretty much name it, we are on there. Just download, or if you already have downloaded, like I already have iHeartRadio on my phone, all you do is follow it on there. It notifies you when the next show is uploaded on there, and you guys can catch it on your favorite app as well. You guys can follow us on the 110 on Facebook, the 110 Nation Sports. You can also catch us on Twitter at 110 Nation. I'm looking forward to the guys Thursday night, Southern Dirt Chat Report, coming back, I want to say, if you're later this month or beginning of next month. So looking forward to having them back on the network as well. Like I said, next Wednesday night, Mario and I back in here at the Sports Caroline Sports Plus studio. Looking forward to it. Until next time.
All right.